Hello, Lisa and Peter here for a happy first night of the Bachelor Wednesday catch-up.
Before we raced home to watch a bunch of women trying to get Batchy to fall for them, we asked if you met your partner in an unusual way.
We crossed to Melbourne, where Clezzy, Matt and Kimball were inside one of the houses from The Block.
And this weekend is Sausage Weekend at Peach Corelli's place. Rob Broadfield gave us his tips for making your own, as well as his favourite bangers and mash in Perth.
That's right, Sausage Weekend at Peach Place.
Did that end Lady Luna?
There's only one Lisa, there's only one Pete, and there's only one bank that was just awarded Money Magazine's Bank of the Year 2017. It's Bankwest. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
Oh man, tonight, The Bachelor.
Yeah, Maddie J.
Bachelor and Maddie J. Mm-hmm. We're going through all these women so far that are going to try and win his heart. Kobe is a 30-year-old unicorn. She describes herself as a unicorn.
Does she?
Mm.
I think I like her already. She's the one that does the helium balloon thing, I think.
The helium balloon? Oh, yeah, where she sucks it in a little bit. Yeah.
Some of the girls were a bit annoyed by that around here, but as a guy, you said you found that quite...
Well, I thought it was quite quirky.
I thought
quirky.
She was very cute.
You know?
Yeah.
The unicorn proposition?
In fact, I'm going out on a limb right now. She's my tip.
Kobe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Laura Ann is opinionated. That's where that has to start. No. Jennifer's into dirt bikes and also the AFL.
We can all say that. It's like a tampon.
We want to know.
Horse riding and beach sports.
Because when you really break it down, it's a strange way to meet your partner.
It is indeed.
Let's go to the phones with... Jolene. Ian Canningvale, hello, how are you?
Hello, Jolene.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How did you meet your man?
I met him at a bus stop 6 years ago.
Does that really happen?
Yeah. Oh. We're engaged now.
What bus stop was it?
It was just in front of Nicholson's Bar and Grill in Canningvale.
Yeah. Okay.
Late Wednesday night after a few cheeky pints?
No, actually, I was still in school when we met.
Oh, wow.
He was first year uni. So I was in my school uniform.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it was after that, and then I was like, "Hey, did I miss the bus? Because our car broke."
Right.
So I went to the bus stop, and I was like, "Did I miss the bus?" Like, and he was like, "No, you didn't." And then he looked at my uniform, and then started talking about school. Had a big chat on the bus, and then he got my number, but he got the last three digits wrong.
Oh.
So he spent the whole night texting random numbers.
I mean, three digits.
Yeah, so he eventually came through and he was like, "Hey, I'm not sure, it's probably the wrong number, but I met this girl on the bus, is that you?"
Oh.
So I was like, "Yeah, it's me." And then we went on our date the following night at Nicholson's Bar and Grill.
Yes, nice work.
I love it.
And here we are.
Here you are, engaged in everything. Right. That's a beautiful story. Good on you, Jolene.
Note to self, rent school uniform. Business cards with my number on it.
You know what?
Tegan.
Love to see that.
Hello, Tegan.
Hi, Tegan.
Hello, how you going?
How did you meet?
I actually met my now husband of 5 years.
Yes.
Through his ex-girlfriend. I actually knew his ex-girlfriend. We were just like acquaintances.
Yeah.
And he actually randomly came into my work like 2 years later and recognised me and asked me on a date.
Uh-huh.
And so we started dating and we got married and we've been married 5 years with nearly three kids on the way.
And at no point was it ever brought up that, you know, you knew each other through the ex-girlfriend, or was it ever weird conversation or something like that?
No, well, we weren't obviously like that close, the girl and I, and they'd split up for nearly 2 years, so there was no weirdness, and my husband always says we met through fate, so it was just meant to be.
It speaks volumes about him that, you know, the ex-girlfriend hadn't run him down and stuff, and she wanted him to be happy, and she was happy with the situation. Nice one.
Well, Tegan, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Brittany yourself. You've got a lot of notes there. We need a bigger pad. Brittany and Madeline.
Hi, Brittany. How did you meet?
So it's not that uncommon now, I guess, but we met on Tinder a year ago and still together.
Okay.
Our first date was at a karaoke bar.
That's fantastic.
And started with a duet of I Will Always Love You, or whatever it is, from Bon Jovi.
Oh, wow, Britney.
Oh, I love that story.
Really started with the most embarrassing, like, worst possible karaoke choice for first meeting, but it worked.
No, but you know,
I think if you're going to meet on Tinder, make sure you do go do something hilarious like karaoke. Yeah. And
And you know what? Like, something like that, an embarrassing moment like that, you put your cards out on the table, don't you? You know, you're like, this is me, take it or leave it.
Yeah, I'll be honest, we ended up seeing each other afterwards and everything, but didn't remember a lot of the night because one of those, like, Korean karaoke bars, you can't really read the menu. So that's
right.
We ordered way too much wine, and the next day I only knew that that was the song that we sung because it was on my Snapchat.
And good
I still
story.
Have it, saving it for the anniversary.
Aww.
That one out for Facebook.
I love all those stories. Well done, Brittany.
Thanks, Brittany.
Note to self, learn words to
Bon Jovi. Really?
What's that?
Surprise, you don't know I'm off by heart.
You know Guitar Hero. Isn't there a karaoke one?
Yeah, there is.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll get that.
Clezzy, Matt and Kimber are over in Melbourne at the moment, actually. Yeah. Les. Yep. They're for the launch of the block, the Lucky Ducks.
Yep.
Starts this Sunday on Channel 9.
Taking in a show.
Yeah.
Dinner and a show.
Not bad, eh?
Yeah.
This is brekkie gigs, all right. Actually, we're going to play phone roulette and just call and just see which one we get.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Kimber.
Oh, hi. How are you guys?
You're in Melbourne, obviously, yeah.
Yeah.
How is
it? Yeah. Well, it's lovely. I'm so far in the second house of the block.
Ooh.
So,
have you had time to go some shopping?
There has been no time for shopping.
Oh,
we're
God.
Just far too busy.
Oh, well.
Far too busy.
You know, at a pinch, there's a couple of good shops at Melbourne Airport.
That's true. DFO's not far from there.
At the absolute worst, yeah.
To be honest, I could just do some shopping in the houses at the block. I could just sort of put in a purchase here or there. There's a few items that I quite like.
If you took a big coat.
Mm.
Yeah.
So the block's not too far off from starting on our screens. And this is the block where they've cut a heap of houses in half and transport them to one long street, right?
They have. And these houses were dumps. Like, they are falling apart and they have been made into something magnificent. And I'm not allowed to give any spoilers.
No,
I'm not allowed to take photos. We've got security guards following us around. It's like they're almost suggesting that Clezzy, Matt and I aren't trustworthy.
Oh,
I don't know.
Put them on the phone. We'll sort them out. Yeah, so the block, it starts soon.
It's launching on Sunday, so you'll see it all happening. Oh, I've got Wombat here.
You've got who?
What?
Wombat.
Who's Wombat?
I'm guessing Wombat's renovated a house.
Oh, okay. What,
do you want to have a chat with Wombat?
Let's talk to Wombat.
Put Wombat on.
Hello, Wombat.
I'm Lisa and Pete. How are you?
Oh, gosh, what a treat to speak to someone from the block who's finished their renovation, but of course can't say anything until we all see how it unfolds.
Yeah,
how do you feel about your work, what you've done? Feeling good?
Oh, it's kind of amazing to be able to finish something like this in 12 weeks. It's a massive, massive thing to take on.
Right.
And every week we didn't think we'd get to the end of it, but we managed to, and it's all done.
Wombat, do you have a wife? Did you do it with your wife?
No, I did it with a best mate of mine.
His name's what?
Sticks.
Sticks. And
Sticks
and
like
Wombat.
So Sticks and Wombat. No, I gotta know. Why are you called Wombat and why is he called Sticks?
Maybe all will be unveiled.
Sticks had no body shape when he was a kid, so just straight up and down. So he's like a stick man. And then I got the name Wombat from being out in the surf one day, and I got in the road, so one of the old guys said, "Get out of the way, you bloody Wombat." And it stuck from there.
It sticks. It's stuck, you know. So it's
good one, Lee.
Pun not intended. Now, you know the downside of this now, of course, you'll never get away with putting jobs on hold. You've proven you can do it.
Exactly.
You've made your own bed now, Wombat.
Yeah, got to sleep in it.
Well, mate, that's a ripper. It kicks off Sunday, so we look forward to seeing you and Sticks and all the rest of the gang get stuck into the new season of The Block, this whole street full of these houses.
Good luck, Wombat.
Lovely to talk to you.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
See you, mate.
Well,
Hello.
Now I feel like I've got someone that I've got to be rooting for through the show. I'm Team Wombat.
I'm telling you, Lise, Wombat might be quite the character because I can tell you what he's currently wearing. He's barefoot.
Yes.
And he's wearing black denim overalls with a white business shirt underneath. Ooh. And a big old Akubra hat. And
he has
That's kind of working for me.
A ginger beard that's almost reaching his chest.
Ooh.
So, wow. I think he could be quite an interesting player.
Does sound so.
All right, Kimber. Well, look, enjoy the rest of your stay there. Have a good time at Aladdin tonight.
Yeah, now you're going to see Aladdin tonight, bit of a sneak peek, and then I understand you will be rubbing the bottle in the morning and the genie's coming in. So, look, it's all totally above board. Wombat's gone.
We will give you all the goss, and in the meantime, I'm just going to settle in for the night. Some of these bedrooms are very appealing.
Okay. Enjoy. Going to be a good show in the morning. I will definitely be tuning in.
Look forward to it. See you guys.
Hi, Kimber. So much innuendo.
Innuendo.
It's time now for this bloke that we catch up with every couple of weeks. He's our man about food, about town, from the West Australian and the Good Food Guide, the editor, no less, Mr. Rob Broadfield.
Hello.
Hello, you two. Good to be in here again.
Welcome in for Sausage Chat.
Sausage Party.
Woo! Now, you're cooking, you're doing sausages on the weekend.
Yes, we will be cooking at some point. But yeah, no, we're doing our biannual sausage making this weekend.
This is why I wish I was in a big Italian family.
Yes.
It's so much fun.
We've we've ordered the pigs. We're getting them already dressed from Princey's. And
when you
not
say,
like that, Lise.
When you say dress.
In a little suit.
Yeah, like,
or better still, a tutu and lipstick.
Yeah, little pink tutu and lippy.
What do you do in that shed? Pink,
lipstick on a pig. You know how that goes.
Yeah, well, yes, you can, Lise.
Yes.
Oh, ouch.
So
now I've got an image in my head of a little tutu pig spinning on a spit.
Not quite.
Yeah, okay.
Sort of gets cut down before it hits that.
Oh,
but
no.
Yeah, we do
the cut
down.
I have natural causes.
Well. But no, look, it's going to be good. We pick them up nice and early in the morning, and then all the nonny and the aunties and uncles come around and all this sort of stuff, and we skin them, we cut them down. We have a big copper pot going as well over an open fire.
Please tell me, Tintarella de Luna is
absolutely
playing on
yes. Yeah, the Italian music's going on, a bit of tarantella in the background. It's
it's like
a, and then, yeah,
it's a festival.
It's,
good.
It's like
it's
a
great.
Cheesy Frank Sinatra.
And I love it.
And the best part is the what we do for lunch, because lunch is beautiful. Mm. Lunch is, yeah.
Well, you know, the great thing is there's a take home for everybody here, because sausage making is easier than you think. If you've got a Mixmaster at home that you can put a sausage nozzle, you know, casing nozzle on the front of it, most of them do have that little attachment, or you can buy it, and you get casings from your butcher, get the real ones, not the plasticky ones, and then go mince some meat.
Easy. Yeah. Every now and again, we just get the pork shoulder.
Yeah.
And just do, you know, 15 or 20 of them. And
now, I have a tip for you.
Yes.
Well, you know.
Well, go on.
So the tip is 1.5% salt. It seems like an enormous amount of salt, but that's the accepted ratio of salt to fat and lean. So the weight of your meat, weigh it all out, 1.5% salt.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So 1.5%.
Yeah, it seems like a lot. And when you put it in, you've got handfuls of the stuff, and you think, oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, that's
weird. But then it mellows out really quickly. And toast your fennel seeds, chuck them in.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Lots of pepper. Flaked chili, not fresh stuff, but the dried, flaky dried chili.
Well, we do that. We add some of the homemade wine to it as well.
Oh, got it. That's got to go in everything.
Which is beautiful.
Yeah.
It is. It's great.
Homemade wine?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it is. I love it.
Made in the right home, it is. Yeah.
I first tried it when I was 5, so I kind of grew up on the stuff.
Nostalgic.
But half of it will go vacuum packed and into the fridges, and the other half will go up on bamboo rods in the shed to dry and cure.
Yes. Mm. Bringing it right back to our restaurant world, around the town at the moment, there are so many good house-made sausages now. 10 years ago, you wouldn't have seen one. The best they'd do is they'd go to a butcher and say, make this to my recipe. Now a lot of the good chefs are making them in-house, and there are some crackerjack snags around. Dare I say it, just down the road, within earshot of here at Subiaco Hotel, Michelle Forbes, the chef there, has an awesome snag, which she serves on mash.
The bangers and mash
bangers
at the Subi Hotel.
Is that right?
Oh, mate, the bangers and mash at the Subi Hotel is...
They are just delicious.
Because I always feel like I'm not doing what I should be doing by eating bangers and mash at a restaurant, especially a place like the Subi Hotel.
I mean, you're probably right, and there's probably a lot of people who think
I love that kind of food done really well.
It's a nostalgia thing,
isn't it? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, well, go and check out the sausage at Subi Hotel.
My mouth is watering now.
Thank you, Rob Broadfield.
Pleasure.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Lisa and Pete, they're the drive show that's made in Perth. And Bank West are the bank that was just awarded Money Magazine's Bank of the Year 2017.